Welcome, welcome. We got monumentally chosen with us. This is Kay Lowry Hour. And we just testing out how this anchor works and how the podcast is gonna get spread to the masses, brainstorming. So this is episode one of brainstorming. Kay Lowry Hour. How you doing today, man?
What it do though?
we got D. Which one was it? QD
QD is in the house in the building. What it is, folks, ladies and gents?
QD
germs and sperm. Yeah, QD is in the building, ladies and gents. Peppers, germs, and sperms. You know what it is.
See, the good thing about this little app though is, I think it should be sounding crispy on both ends.
And it is.
Good. Yeah. All right, man. So anything on the agenda that you would like to get off? I got a bunch.
No, not really, man. Like I said, I've just been studying up, you know, doing what I do on a daily basis. That's all. Before I get ready, episode, which I'm probably gonna have ready Saturday, maybe Friday evening, something like that, or Saturday evening. Going in depth on some shit.
What's the topics you think?
The topic for this one is conformity. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Conformity and getting through. I'm gonna introduce people to the actual spells that goes on with this language and, you know, try to enlighten some minds on, you know, the actual power that the tongue has. Because, you know, it's in life and death come from your mouth, man. So you got to train your mind so you say the right thing. So, you know, you ain't got to, what some say, karma. All of this is reaping and sowing. You reaping what you sowed with your mouth. That's what they mean when they say, are you cashing checks with your lips that your ass can't cash? You know what I'm saying? You trying to deposit checks that your ass can't cash. That's exactly what that means. You ran your mouth. You know what I mean? You ran your mouth. And now, you know, the universe is like, all right, well, where the funds at, nigga? Is you going to be sufficient or insufficient? You know what I'm saying? Where your funds at?
It doesn't submit to nobody.
Not at all. Not at all. It's just how it works. That's why it, you get out what you put in. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you got to make sure you train your mind right so you can say the right things. And then you'll see, you'll be able to check your account. You know what I'm saying? And that money will be in the bank. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Right. Because essentially all we do have are our words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, yo, you're going to do this? Yeah, I'm going to do this. And then you don't do it.
No doubt.
Then you going the right people, it'll hit them right. You know what I'm saying? The universe will hit them right. You'll wake up because you'll be like, damn, like I'm messing up.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So, but other people, they thrive on that. Now, if you thrive on that, there's a bigger smack in the mouth. But you don't even care anyways at that point.
Well, you will care because the whole thing with words is that words cares not of class, color, creed, statue, or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it does not discriminate. You know what I mean? Like, it means the same things. It's just on what perspective the person who's hearing those words take it as. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of ego involved with it. That's how, you know, you can say one thing to somebody and, you know, it just roll off their back.
Choose your words carefully amongst these different people.
Yeah, you say some things to somebody else, and you know what I'm saying? They ready to shoot you over some motherfucking words. You know what I'm saying? And that's all because of perspective. You know what I mean? It's all just that ego. And like I said, it's that ego, man. That ego. But when you train to, you know, keep your ego out of it, because all it is words in the first place. Like the saying goes, sticks and stones break my bones, but words can't hurt me. So when you take that ego out, words can't hurt nobody but your motherfucking self.
Yeah, you know, but your saying? Work did not hurt other people, though, because not everybody prescribes to that way of thinking.
It's right, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, with your words, you're not hurting nobody but yourself. You
right.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. You know what I mean? So, but there are people who will hurt you based on the words you said to them. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And that's because of their egos in the way. But once you take that ego off the equation, it's just words, man. You know what I'm saying? So you can perceive it however you want to, positive or negative.
It's wise to just not even try to figure those people out. Just choose your words carefully.
Exactly. That's why I said you got to train your mind that way. You know what I'm saying? It's deposits. So when you do speak, because you can't talk about or you can't speak on, you can't say a word that you don't know. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's just not going to come to you. So whatever comes out of your mouth is going to be from, you know what I'm saying, your conscious or your subconscious. You got it from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And indentations that, you know what I'm saying, comes with it. Like, did you learn that word? Did it have a positive effect on you? Or did it have a negative effect on you? You know what I mean? And that has a lot to do with it.
That is true. Because there's a story a long time ago, I guess, some Frenchman or something like this. Basically, he was pardoned or from being on death row or whatever. They're just like, yo, let him go. Whoop-de-wop. Like, they gave him like mercy. It was like mercy day or something crazy, something like that, right?
Right.
This fool, he gonna come, he gonna start bragging after, like, oh yeah, I'm off, couldn't get me. And then the judge is like, nah, go ahead and kill him now. You know what I mean? Like, he could have just got like left if he just shut up.
Right.
But instead, his ego got in the way, or I don't know. I don't know what he, you know what I mean?
And it always is that, man, that ego and pride is like one of the hardest things for anybody and everybody to let go of. You know what I'm saying? Because this world we live in tells you that that's all you are. You know what I'm saying? That you are nothing but what people say you are and what you think of yourself. You know what I'm saying? So everybody in the world can think that you're a god, but if you think that you're yourself, you're not shit or you're not worthy, then you'll never be able to step into your kingship no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's that ego, it's that pride. You know what I mean? Those are two of the hardest things to kill. Is that, you know what I'm saying? But once you realize, like, that's why I like to study a lot, like, about history and shit. You know what I'm saying? That through every I guess empire that's ever been, you know, one of the ones that are still answering or they're still trying to figure out to this day was the Egyptian Empire. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people will say that that's evil or whatever because they were, you know, kind of consumed with death. You know what I'm saying? Like they spent their whole life to prepare for their death. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, if you love life and you're on the good side, especially those with the Christian indoctrination, you know what I'm saying? Why do you want to think about death and la-di-da, la-di-da? But the true truth of the matter is, it's like, nigga, that's the only thing that's guaranteed once you're born, is that you're going to die. So once you realize what death is, how important it is, life is nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, life is a piece of cake, because what people don't realize is you spend your whole life just trying to survive, trying to live, you know what I'm saying, until you get to that point to where you do die. So we have it backwards. We're living every day trying not to die instead of living every day preparing for when we do die. You know what I'm saying? Like, all I right. said, it's just a perspective. That's all it is.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. You don't know 100% about the whole death thing, too. So they're gambling.
No, not really. It wasn't about the knowing of the death. It was for the death. You see what I'm saying? Realizing that life is very short and that death and what comes after that is eternal.
They had hopes for it. Like,
well, everyone has hope for death. I mean, that's the only guarantee. There is no hope. It's a guarantee. You know what I'm saying? Death is the only guarantee in life. The only thing you can guarantee, nigga, that's going to happen to every single person who takes their first breath on this bitch is that you one day you will take your last. That's the only guarantee you got. Everything else is dependent on what you spend your time, effort, and energy in, what you focus on. You know what I'm saying? That's the only guarantee. is death. So it wasn't necessarily they were preparing for or saying they know what happens after death. No, it was just doing what we know, preparing for death, preparing for eternity. You know what I'm saying? We're going to live our whole short lifetime preparing on eternity instead of, you know, preparing for the infinite, instead of looking at this, worrying about this little piece of bullshit. Like I said, that is only here for a little bit of time. Like I always like to say, you know, when you go to funerals and you get that program, that little bitty line in between the day they born and the day they died, that was their life. That little bitty space, that's all it is. But, you know what I'm saying? Eternity is eternity. It's much longer than that. There is no time. So why we put so much focus on this life, I really don't understand. Because truly, it's just like a seed. You know what I'm saying? Like the seed has to go within itself. It has to go from which it came into the dirt. And then it has to be nurtured in order to grow into something else. You see what I'm saying? So in order for us to reach that tree, and we'll never reach that tree in this lifetime, you know what I'm saying? But we can reach it in eternity. You know what I'm saying? So our job is to give our spirit, our eternal spirit, our eternal soul, whatever you want to call it, the sunshine, the water, you know what I'm saying? The shade, the nourishments, the pruning, the love, the care, you know what I mean? That it takes to grow into so that seed can't grow. Simple as that.
Yeah, people have been trying to figure that one out for eons.
I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't. It truly is like the craziest oxymoron to me, especially here in the Western Hemisphere, because you know we're mostly a Christian indoctrinated society, and it's like, okay, well, if that's the case, then you guys really shouldn't be worried about this life, because your principles or your values is based on a guy who said he defeated death. You know what I'm saying? That I am the life. I am the way out. So what the fuck is you worried about? You know what I'm saying? Why are you trying to live forever? Why are you trying to, you know what I'm saying, extend shit? Like, it makes no sense. Like, oh, I thought you was a Christian, people. I thought you was a Christian. Like, if that's the case, then what the hell is you so worried about death for then? You ain't got a faith. You know what I'm saying? He's the only one who died and came back. That's what you believe, that he died and came back. What the hell is you worried about it for then? Don't you need to be focused on where you going after death then? Because you going to live forever, right? He's your key to live forever. Then why you ain't focused on that? It's like real, you know what I'm saying? Like tongue-in-cheek moment, like, da, 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 maybe because that ain't what the fuck they really believe. You know what I'm saying? That's what they say they believe. That's the politically correct answer.
If you believe, yeah, because if you truly believe that, you wouldn't really worry about it.
You really wouldn't worry, right? You would be more focused on what you want your place, what, you know what I'm saying, what you're going to do after
you'd understand the next step, you know what I mean? It's like, right. Like my king defeated death, so I can have eternal life.
Exactly. And that's why I say, like, I learned that just simply with the, like I said, studying the Egyptians. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, why was they so focused on death? Because they realized that's the ultimate
gateway back to the Lord.
And that's what they say. You know what I'm saying? But no,
everybody's always trying to bypass them or find that way to get it.
Yeah, but they never really was, though. Like, there's no proof in that. All it was there is proof, though, that they were spending their life preparing for their life after death. It wasn't about coming back to the earth or coming back to life. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's no proof that that's actually what they were trying to do.
You know, they were talking about the afterlife a lot. They were talking about the underworlds. They were talking about all sorts of deities.
Yeah, the different deities that they thought ruled the underworld and the unseen world, which, you know what I'm saying, talk to Gordy Rhodes.
Right. I mean, shoot, they were probably able to name.
Talk to Gordy Rhodes, you know what I'm saying, the D-Wave. Talk to any quantum physicist. Talk to any scientist, and they'll tell you, yeah, there are forces on this, or entities, you know what I'm saying, that we can't see on this third dimensional plane, that are here. You know what I'm saying? So there you go. Like, ain't nobody said, you know, who's to say that they were wrong? I mean, obviously they weren't. You know what I'm saying? It's just that what we're being told about them, I don't think necessarily is the truth. You know what I mean? At all. And I think they had it a little more figured out than us, because it's like, once you start worrying about your eternity, then that's what it means, like, to let go and let God, like, if you really want to have faith, then figure out how to get to that eternity, and, you know what I'm saying, the tools that you're going to need in that eternity, and life will work itself out. You know what I'm saying? You no longer have to worry about life, because you know it's insignificant. It's going to, you know what I'm saying, it'll take care of itself.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's all philosophy, though. It's all ideology, though, you know?
Yeah, I think it goes beyond that. I mean, when you get to a point to where you can actually apply shit to your life or apply simple practices and see results.
Science.
It's no longer an ideology. It's no longer a theory. You know what I'm saying? It's actual practice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's definitely a thing. I mean, you already, there's forces unseen.
Mm-hmm.
Factor that in. But now that you know that, then what, you know?
Then it's, you know, finding out, like it says in, you know, the Bible and the Quran and the Torah and, you know what I'm saying, every other book, you know, test those spirits and see which they come from. Test them entities. Test them forces. You know what I'm saying? To see exactly what their agenda is. You know what I mean? And then you'll be able to see what is the so-called nefarious ones, you know what I mean, and which ones is benevolent. You know what I mean? Like, so you gotta test them, show and prove. Don't take anybody's word for it, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, I always say that we always argue about it's not necessarily the forces that are good and bad. It's not necessarily these principalities or principles or, you know what I'm saying, morality that is good or bad. It's your intent and the agenda behind it that makes it good or bad. It's just like gravity. You know what I mean? Like, gravity is a good thing if you got a parachute, but gravity is a bad thing if you don't. You see what I'm saying? Like, so does that make gravity good or bad? No, it just makes it what it is. It is what it is. It's the, you know what I'm saying, how it's used, what you're using it for, that makes it good or bad.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can say that it applies to all choice, then.
Mm-hmm. Applies to all factors. Like you said, the world, you know, they're discovering new elements and things like that. But even the elements, you know, matter itself can only operate in the parameters that it has. You know what I'm saying? Just like how it says that.
They know that there's other dimensions. You could just say dimensions, and then that clears up.
Right. There's unseen. There's more than just this third dimensional plane. There's more than that.
That's the spiritual plane. They know there's
exactly.
Whatever.
So, like I said, it's all on intent and agenda. You know what I mean? I tend to think that the other side tries to connect with that, if you want, spiritual dimension or that spiritual plane, in order to, for their purpose, you know what I'm saying, for their agenda, for their benefit, instead of it being the benefit of the creators, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's to find out what his actual purpose is for. It's like, forget that purpose, nigga. I'm trying to do what I want to do. You know what I mean?
Or leech off that purpose to try to create your own.
Right. Like, do what I want to get what I want. You know what I'm saying? And that's not what it's about. You know what I'm saying?
It's like exploiting. This is weird. It's just definitely weird.
It's not weird. It's just the same.
Intelligent opposition.
Is what?
Intelligent opposition is just crazy.
Yeah. It's not really crazy. I mean, because like I said, it all deals with the same principles. It's just the different agendas and the different, you know, purposes behind it that makes it, you know what I'm saying, seem kind of, I guess what people would say, demonic or angelic. You know what I mean? Does it make it evil or does it make it good?
What if things are created, it had its, like, purpose created, and it's in opposition to something, like, you know, a shark versus a whale, or like a, you know, like a fish or something, like, you know, something that a shark will eat.
Right.
Like, that shark's not evil.
Exactly. It is what it is.
But it wasn't created to, I don't know, was it always created to eat the other animal?
Yeah, and just like it's a predator, you know what I'm saying? All predators, you know what I mean? Or created, you have some fish that, you know what I'm saying, are not predators. They don't eat other fish. All they eat is the algae and shit. You see what I'm saying?
In the beginning.
So it's the same thing, you know what I mean? Like, you feed bad off of different shit. It ain't necessarily bad or not necessarily good. It just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It does what it's programmed to. And that's why they always say, no matter how big you think you get, there's always a bigger fish in the sea. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that shark has something out there, nigga, that it might be bigger than it. You know what I'm saying? That it's looking out for. So you can't be, you know, that's why I don't like humans always saying, like, we top of the food chain. Hey, you better watch your ass. You know what I'm saying? Because as delicate as we are, like, nigga, for real, you know what I'm saying?
Exotic bug.
No doubt. You know what I mean? Like, shit, it'll be a gust of wind and kill our whole fucking population. You know, it'd be an epidemic, nigga, from the wind. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you gonna say that?
You got some wind cough or something.
Mm-hmm.
Some new mosquito.
Flies and shit. You know, yeah. What I'm saying? The fly bring a brand new fucking.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
There's billions of those things.
Right. You know what I mean? So does that make it good or does that make it bad? No, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Hell,
I mean,
no way possible. You know what I mean? And then you have those that try to say it's our consciousness that separates us from the animals. And I tend to differ. It's our consciousness that makes us more susceptible to.
Right, because they know how to death. Move it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, because they're just programmed.
They're connected all together.
Yeah, they're just programmed. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have no choice. They do what they're programmed to do.
They're all programmed to do, like, a bug's work. You know what I mean?
Right.
They probably might have, like, personalities, I'm sure.
Who knows? You know what I'm saying? They might, but, you know what I'm saying? The whole thing of it is like, we're that consciousness, like I said, I think it's the weak link. Because that consciousness allows you.
Smart though, we would be able to understand how they really thought.
That's what I'm saying. But that consciousness is our weak link because it allows us to focus on self instead of focus on the whole. You know what I'm saying? The ant doesn't do what it does so he can eat forever. No, it does what it does so the whole colony can continue to live. You know what I'm saying? Whereas with humans, we get caught up in that ego, pride, and selfishness to where we want to do everything that we want to do. We want, you know what I'm saying? We're working towards I got mine, nigga, get yours. You know what I'm saying? Instead of looking out for your fellow man. That's why I say I think it's like the weakest link because they don't have that. You know what I'm saying? They don't have that to where they, you know what I'm saying? I'm an individual. I'm going to get mine. Well, I stocked up enough food for the winter, nigga, so if you don't make it next season, that's too bad for you.
He's a bug, you know what I mean? That's just how they operate.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, though. But
other species of animals or bugs, that, you know, they operate different. They are like, yo, I got to get mine.
But at the same time, whatever, it ain't necessarily, but at the same time, though, it's not necessarily for them. It's for their, whether it be for their children. You know what I'm saying? It's for their species to
survive.
You see what I'm saying? That's what I mean. They take themselves out of the equation. We're motherfucking humans, nigga, that will eat our own fucking kids if that means we can live longer. You see what I'm saying? We don't have that. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I say that consciousness is that's our downfall. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not looking at the advancement of when people ain't even looking at the advancement of their name anymore, their family, you know what I'm saying, their legacy. They're not even looking at that anymore. It's get as much money as you can before you die, and then what, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, that makes no sense. But if you take as much time into the generation, to your children, the generation, you know what I'm saying, to your nieces and nephews that comes next, the next generation, so they can build off of something and give them a better platform, then yeah, then now you're doing something. But we won't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, that pride, man. We won't do that shit, though. That's why you got a lot of, you know what I'm saying, like rich kids, by the time, you know, they might be well off, but by the time you get to that third, fourth generation, now they're all crackheads. They all been in the insane asylum. You know what I'm saying? The fortune and dwindled, and now they're just regular families. You know what I'm saying? At one time, their family was billionaires, but because the monarchs, you know what I'm saying, the patriarchs, I mean, you know what I'm saying, heads of the family or whoever accumulated that wealth, spent more time getting that wealth and teaching the next generation how to continue building the wealth. You know what I mean? Like, they spent all that time getting it. Like P. Diddy said, you know what I'm saying? Like, the reason why I'm successful is because I don't sleep. I'm willing to put in the work. When other niggas are sleeping, I'm still working. Okay, yeah, that's cool and dandy. And your children didn't have to, but I guarantee, wait three or four more generations and see where the Combses is at then. You see what I'm saying? Because all the time he spent partying and learning the business and the fashion was the time that he should have been at home teaching his sons how to do what he did and take it to another level. But instead, he wasn't there. So now they're going to have more down for that's why they say the sins of the father go for generations. You know what I'm saying? Because you weren't there. So now they're going to have more trouble in the world than you did because you didn't prepare them. You didn't even give them what you knew. You know what I'm saying? So now they got all the, you know, the more money, you got more money, more problems. Now you just made them more accessible to downfall even faster and harder because of the heights that you built. You know what I mean?
The heights.
Yeah, and you built up for them heights. And you gave it, passed it down to them without teaching them to continue to build. And now they got more money, so they got bigger access to bigger shit. So now when the fall happens, it happens faster and it happens harder because they're so far off the ground now. You see what I'm saying?
Status.
Right. You see what I'm saying? At least a poor motherfucker, when a poor motherfucker gets a little bit, if he doesn't teach his son can still get up and when he falls, can get up, dust himself off, and start it over again because he was never that high off the ground to begin with. You see what I'm saying? It was only a little dirt hill, but when you start, you know, bragging,
when you start off falling to the maximum, yeah, exactly. And then you don't build,
you build start off, exactly. You start off in the penthouse, and that's where, and no one teaches you how to keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Then when you fall, nigga, gravity's gonna smack you harder because it's more, you know, having less money. Like, people think being poor is a curse, and I typically look at it as a blessing because it saves you from a bunch of shit. The con man don't want to fuck with you. Why? Because you ain't got shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, so you don't have to worry about motherfuckers out to get you just for what you got. Because you ain't got shit. So it saves you from a lot of shit. It shelters you from a lot of, you know what I'm saying, downfalls. That's why you see these rich kids or kids that grew up in privilege, you know, Hollywood or whatever, you know, rich heirs or whatever. And then they grow up and they end up dead before their 30s or dead before their time or, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that because they didn't know. They were exposed to a whole lot more. It was nothing for them to get into 21 and up clubs when they was 12 because they had the statue, they had the name. You know what I'm saying? Like they were just exposed to a whole lot more than the nigga who was broke, who couldn't even get on that block, need alone to the mansion that the party was at. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, what would the average man actually do if he had all the money in the world, you know?
He would blow it. He would run through it.
What type of person would he be, you know what I mean?
Well, you know what they say, money, you know what I'm saying, all it does is expose who you really are. So if, right. You know what I'm saying, if you are raised without any morals or, you know what I'm saying, standards or values, then having that money is just going to make you even worse. Because now you feel that this shit ain't even wrong. At least the motherfucker who worked for that money, when he gets there, you know what I'm saying, it might take him, you know what I'm saying, his first time doing something bad, he gonna feel bad about it and think about it, and he might not. But when you're doing it, when wrong becomes a way of life, you don't no longer think that that's even wrong. You know what I'm saying? So now your moral standards are way low because you have none. And you know, and that's the luxury that fucking finances give to the humanity. You know what I'm saying? A lot of wrongs can be fixed with the power of money. You know what I'm saying? Money will cover a lot of sins. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. I never heard of it saying like that, but that is true.
Yeah, man.
Prestige.
Like what CeeLo said I can't, in that Outkast song, Get Up, Get Out, Get Something. He was like, I kind of like being poor. At least I know what my friends here for. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you ain't, like I said, you ain't got them leechers on. You ain't got them motherfuckers that's fucking with you simply for what they can get out of it because you ain't got shit. You know what I'm saying? So the only the niggas that's going to fuck with you is the niggas who really is fucking with you because they like you. It has nothing to do about the car you got, kind of clothes you wear, you know, house you live in, you know what I'm saying, or what they can get out of it. You know what I'm saying? It's really because, nigga, I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? I like how your mind works. I like how you operate. I like how you talk. I like how you carry yourself. I like, you know what I'm saying? It's not based on superficial shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's really where it's at. Like,
yeah, that's what it's all about.
I don't know. There ain't nothing else important other than trying to learn. That's like, damn. We're just trying, everyone's trying to just try to learn and get better as people and shit and pass that shit on. Yeah. Learn with whatever it takes.
That's all. That's what it's really about. That's why they say the best things in life are free. Because those are, you know what I'm saying, things you can acquire. You know what I'm saying? Things you can learn and you can teach for free. You know what I'm saying? It won't cost you nothing. Them life lessons, you know what I'm saying? To have that communion, that bond, you know what I'm saying? That type of shit. Have that unconditional love.
A lot. I've been pulling up on a lot of my friends lately, and the timing just seems so right. I guess they just like. I guess everybody's going through things. You know, that's one thing for sure.
Always. That's why I say I never. It's hard for me to judge a man or talk down or, you know what I'm saying, or anything negative about somebody else because you never know what that person's situation was or what they was going through that made them make that decision. All you see is the decision. You know what I'm saying? The aftermath of the decision. Like, oh, nigga, I never did that. Well, you don't know because you wasn't in his shoes. You don't know what mind frame he was in when he made that decision. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what he was going through. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so how can you judge when you ain't been there? Like, shit, if you ain't took a walk in his shoes, nigga, you should really open your mouth about it. You should have
people always, yeah, like, I never, like, do that. It's like, but what have you done? You know what I mean? Like, you ain't gonna say all that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's easy to tear a man down, but it takes a lifetime to build one up. You know what I'm saying?
And know yourself, too.
No, that's the main thing. That should be the main goal on everybody's list, is to find out who the fuck am I. You know what I'm saying? But instead, their time is spent on instant gratification and, you know what I'm saying, what others think of them. You know what I'm saying? Selfies and shit. And, oh, I got to take that post down. I only got 17 likes. Or, oh, I got
to... I need it. That work, you know,
I got to change my outfit. Only these many people then posted something. You know what I mean? Like, that's that bullshit. And it's like, when you know yourself, you're comfortable in your own skin. So the opinions of anybody else doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what matters to you. You know, and as simple as that. Like, and that's the thing, like I said, people is missing. That's that shit that I was saying, like the consciousness, that bug. People love to talk about being awoke. And it's like, nigga, what's the use of being awoke if you still live in a nightmare? You might as well stay slept. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you gonna say you awake, then nigga really get to work. You know what I'm saying? Be awoke and really get to work now that you're awoke. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit. You can't say I'm awake.
You gotta have a next plan. And so if you ain't awake, don't even say nothing until you have your plan.
Until you know yourself. You ain't even gotta have a plan, but know yourself, because you can't even plan until you know yourself. You can't plan to go, you can plan to rob this bank all you want to, but if you ain't got the balls to hold a gun or the balls to be violent, or be willing to take the risk of going to jail for 20 to 25 years, then what the fuck is you planning for? You see what I'm saying? You don't even know who you are. You know what I'm saying? That's why that should be number one on everybody's list, is know yourself first. Then once you know yourself, you'll know what you're willing to do and what you're willing not to do. And then once you know that, it's easier to plan on how to get to where the fuck you want to get. You know your strengths, you know your weakness, you know yourself. Like, oh man, I gotta stay away from them bars, man, because if I get on them, nigga, I might not, you know what I'm saying, know what the fuck I did for 6 months. Nigga, I done blew 50 grand, you know what I'm saying, in 2 months. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you got to know yourself. That's number one step. It's like, get to know you. Like, who are you? Because once you're comfortable, like I said, once you, because that's why a lot of people, like, no matter what status they get to financially or famous wise or, you know what I'm saying, whatever, publicity, whatever, like, they still feel empty and they can't look at themselves in the mirror because they've done so much shit just to there that they killed them. They no longer like themselves. They don't no longer recognize themselves in the mirror because they've changed. You see what I'm saying? That's why I say never say what you will and what you won't do, because you never know until you get into that situation. You see what I'm saying? But if you know yourself, then you know not to put yourself in that situation, because I can't handle it. You see what I'm saying? Like, so if you a man, and you know what I'm saying, you trying, you got a woman you love or whatever, but you love hood rats, you know what I'm saying, then the strip club, my nigga, probably ain't the place for you to hang the fuck out. You know what I mean? Like, simple shit like that. Like, shit, if you a woman and motherfucking you trying to be faithful to a man, and, you know, but you like dick and la-di-da, then wearing something that's revealing is probably not your best idea. Because you're going to get a lot more of attention. You see what I'm saying? But that's all a part of knowing yourself. Like, okay, I'm not, when you know yourself, you're not going to put yourself in situations that you could be taken advantage of, or, you know what I'm saying, something happened that you regret. You're not going to put yourself in those positions because you know yourself.
Know thyself.
My own self be true. You know what I'm saying? Because it don't matter to nobody else. It don't matter to nobody else. You know what I'm saying? It's going, you have people that like you and people that hate you, no matter what you do. The thing of it is, at the end of the day, is can you close your eyes and lay your head on that pillow and be at peace with the person you are? Can you wake up, look in the mirror, and be at peace and recognize the person you see staring back at you?
Man. There's some real stuff out there, man, in this world, you know? The words are important to people, that you can help somebody or you can tear them down.
Yes, sir. But like I said, the power of life is in the tongue. You can take somebody.
Is once you get to a certain, I think if you get to a certain level where you start saying you're woke, right?
Just an
example. You should be able to always then never upset people. Then if you're so woke, then how are you upsetting people?
It ain't necessarily upsetting people.
On like them disagreeing.
Yeah. But I'm saying, though, it's not necessarily
an argumentative person. You should no longer be a vindictive person. You should no longer be an angry person.
Like, that's not being a woke, because, you know what I'm saying, people, they use it now like how they use love, you know what I'm saying, very loosely, and not knowing the true definition of it. And the true meaning behind being woke is, I am awoke to myself. I know who I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm no longer what I was indoctrinated or my environment placed on me. I'm out of that box. You know what I'm saying? I have escaped the shackle of my mental. So it's like,
after you
could be awoke, and you'll still run into those who want to argue with you, or, you know what I'm saying, will piss off. Though it's not them, it's you. You know what I'm saying? Can anybody say something to you and you not feel a certain way about it? You know what I'm saying? Can something happen to you and you don't get upset, or you're not trying to be vindictive? Fucked up. You can't control nobody but yourself. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, and you'll start seeing that. You know what I'm saying? When you're really awoke, that's what that means. You're awoke. You have awakened to who you really are. So now the opinion,
then you realize, that nothing,
situation, none of that can change me, because it doesn't make me. You see what I'm saying? It can't fade me. It can't throw shade on me because it doesn't make it.
Multifaceted, multi-layered. You know what I mean? Like,
no control over me. Whatever someone else does has no right. It has no hold on me. You know what I'm saying? There is no consequences. It has nothing on me because only person that can dictate what I do, what I say, what means to me is me. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. Simple as that.
The good thing about people is that they can say some good words that I wasn't thinking, whether it felt good or bad at the time, and it could do something great.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times that's how true wisdom or true love works. You don't actually recognize it until you come face to face with it the second time. You know what I'm saying? The first time you might just cast it off, like, or you really thought you wasn't paying attention in one ear and out the other. But then if you know what I'm saying, if you're really someone who's trying to be awoke or you're trying to become a better person, the next time you come into that situation or you hear them words, you'll be like, you know what I'm saying? It's usually those type of things that are really love and growth, you know what I'm saying, that you don't recognize at first. It might take a while, might take 2 days, might take 2 months, might take 2 years, might take 20 years, might take 2 decades, you know what I'm saying? Like, for you to really understand, like, damn, that's why this nigga did what he did to me. Or that's why she did what she said. That's why he acted the way he acted. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was just a form of love, but you didn't recognize it because your pride and your ego was in the way. So you felt a certain type of way. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that ego is son of a gun. Right there.
Yeah, man, that's a true enemy. That's one of the, like I said, one of the hardest enemies, nigga, for all of mankind. I don't care if you a man, woman, boy, girl, child, sperm, germ. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ego and pride, man, is something else. It is something else.
That's true, because it just makes you make the rash, quick, hasty, crazy-ass decisions.
Mm-hmm. Even sometimes it's subconsciously. You might consciously really be thinking or really striving to be a better person and everything, but subconsciously your pride and ego is still there. You know what I'm saying? So you might do something, and in your mind, you thought you was being lenient on the person, like, oh, showing that nigga love, la di da, la di da. But really, you wasn't. It was your pride that was in the way, and you was trying to prove something to a nigga. Or you see what I'm saying? Anytime you're trying to prove something to somebody, that's not love. You know what I'm saying? That's not a positive. You know, you're not trying to help them. You're trying to prove it for your ego and pride. Now, if you're trying to share or to show them something, that's how you do it. You know what I'm saying? That's when the pride and the ego step aside. And it's like, yo, let me show you. You know what I'm saying? Let me show you how to fit. But if I proving is almost like forcing a motherfucker. Like, no, nigga, you gonna listen to me so I can prove my point. No, that's pride and ego. You see what I'm saying? Like, a real motherfucker who the pride and the ego, nigga, you can say whatever. Like, I'm still gonna tell you the same thing. You're not gonna change my mind. You might not even talk to me after this. You know what I'm saying? But when you do, if you do, you'll call me again. You know what I'm saying? To be like, hey, bro, I realize now, la-di-da, la-di-da. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm so sorry, girl. La-di-da, la-di-da. Like, that's your growth. So you just, that's, but if you live with yourself, like I said, then you have to, half the battle. Knowing is half, what did you say on the end of G.I. Joe? Thanks. Now I know. And knowing's half the battle.
Right. Some straight G.I. Joe reference.
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Knowing is half the battle. When you know, ain't shit nobody can tell you because you know. It ain't just some shit you heard. It ain't just some shit you've been through. It's, nigga, I know because I lived it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I lived it. I ain't look it up. I ain't take nobody else's word. That's another thing with this type of world events that, you know, a lot of people don't do the research for themselves. You know what I'm saying? They'll go to Google. They'll go to all these other books and take what someone else has learned and studied. You know what I'm saying? And then take that as facts instead of actually taking that information and doing their own research and applying it to their life to find out, because what worked for me might not work for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're two different people. So that's
hanging on due diligence, man. Yeah, that's gonna go.
You got to do your own due diligence. You know, because shit, it might work for you, but it could have worked better if you had just tweaked it to your own capabilities or capacity, or you know what I'm saying? Like, we might not have been on the same level.
That they might not even know, you know. That's the sad part. I'm not trying to clown nobody, but
that's real shit. But like I said, like, there's a difference between you know, not knowing and ignorance. You know what I'm saying? Like I said the other night, when the motherfucker really just don't know, like, nigga, I don't know what that. It's like you're speaking Chinese to a German. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, they really don't know what you're saying. But like,
nigga, you didn't say half yet until now, you know?
Yeah, but if in China, but in your house you spoke German, and then you go to Germany and try to talk to a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you knew exactly what it was. You just chose to ignore it. You see what I'm saying? You knew that was wrong. You just chose to ignore it. That's what ignorance is. You know what I'm saying? I can deal with an unknowing motherfucker any day, all day. You know what I'm saying? But an ignorant motherfucker, I can't deal with. I ain't got the breath for it. I ain't got the time or the energy for it. Because it's like, nigga, you know this. But your pride and ego is in the way to where you can't say, I'm wrong. Or I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know. That's more like, is that? I guess that is ignorant, but
yeah,
that's more than that, though. That's something more than that.
No, not really. You know, no. I mean, like I said, that's the difference between someone who really doesn't know. You know what I'm saying? Really doesn't understand, and someone who was just playing that game because of their ego. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, your conscience will tell you what's good and what's bad and what's good for you. You know what I'm saying? What's going to be a blessing to you? What's going to be a curse to you? But your pride tries to tell you, man, I don't care how dumb this bitch is. I don't care how many niggas she been with. Nigga, I love her and I'm a saver. You see what I'm saying? And then 2 months later, you sitting around getting drunk all day, crying the blues to your homies. And when they try to tell you she was a hoe when you met her. You see what I'm saying? That's the difference between now. If didn't nobody know this bitch, and she, you see what I'm saying? No one knew her past. No one knew her, la-di-da. That's the difference between knowing and then being ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Your homies knew. Your homies tried to tell you what they knew. You chose to ignore what they were telling you, and now you're sitting around butthurt, realizing that what they was telling you was true from the jump. You see, you have no one to blame but yourself. You see, that's what I mean. The difference between actually not knowing and then you knowing, but choosing to ignore all the signs. You know what I'm saying? All just like bitches, all the signs in the world. This nigga won't take you to his crib. You have no idea who his friends are. You know what I'm saying? You don't know where he live. Chances are this nigga's married, has another family or some shit. Why is he hiding his life from you? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a big difference. Yeah, but you'll ignore it just because he got good dick or just because he paying you. You see what I'm saying? You'll ignore that type of shit. You see what I'm saying for that? You know what I mean? So then how can you really be butthurt when you find out the truth? You know what I'm saying? You can't be butthurt when you find out the truth because you had all these warning flags, all these signals that the universe was trying to show you and tell you, show you what's going on. Like, hey, warning sign, red flag. Red flag, but you chose to ignore it for whatever reason, for your benefit, for your own pleasure, whatever. For, you know what I'm saying? And then now you butt hurt because now you're face to face with the truth that the universe has been trying to show you from day one. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, the game's jacked up.
Oh, the game's always, it ain't jacked up. That's why it's the game. It's supposed to be like that. The real game, like Kobe said, you know what I'm saying? The real game is when you're actually playing the game. It's no longer how many points I can score. I can score as many points as I want to. It's how can I take as less shots and be most effective on this court as possible. You see what I'm saying? Without using as much energy as possible. You know what I mean? How can I? That's the difference between efficiency. That's the game. You see what I'm saying? People get lost in the game. Like, game ain't fair. The game is all fucked up. No, the game is same shit as always been. You were just lying to yourself, thinking that you were better than the game, smarter than the game. You know what I'm saying? You were lying to you. You were ignoring all the signs where the world was telling you this game's the same no matter who the players are. Players change, but the game's the same. You chose to ignore it. those who choose not to ignore it become great. Why? Because they realize the game inside of the game. Nope, the game ain't fair, but I'm going to know how to play the motherfucking game to its full efficiency.
Get triple-double.
Right, I'm still get a triple-double. You see what I'm saying? But it's a nigga who gives his all, a Russell Westbrook, to get the triple-W or get the triple-double-W, but he still got the L. You see what I'm saying? And a nigga who didn't even work that hard, got the triple-double and the W. You see what I'm saying? Like, those, that's the big difference.
That is a big difference.
Mm-hmm. It ain't the game. It's the game inside of you. Like I said, the greats realize, I'm not playing. You can put any player on me, and I'm going to get mine. I'm playing the game. So it doesn't matter what defense, what strategy you put in front of me, what scheme you try to do against me. Doesn't matter, because I'm not playing you. I'm playing myself. I'm actually playing the game. I'm making you think that you're making me go left, but actually I'm going left because I'm trying. I know that that's my weakness, so I'm trying to strengthen my weaknesses so I can. You see what I'm saying? So I'm gonna go left. I'm gonna take this fadeaway jumper because that's not what I'm good at. You think your defense is what's making me do that? No, I can get what I want to get whenever time I want to get it. I'm working on my weaknesses.
The cosmic rhythm and dance. I mean, that's the thing, though. You got to perfect it somewhere or another, whatever.
You can never perfect it, but you can get close to maximum efficiency as possible. That's the goal.
Perfecting your game, what you're good at. And where
you can perfect what you're good at, but you're always...
You know, and how you can apply your game towards the game.
Yeah, but you're always going to be... You're always going to have your strengths and your weaknesses. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you can never perfect it. You can never perfect your game. You know what I'm saying? Because a perfect gamer is someone who has no weaknesses. You know what I'm saying? So no matter how many strengths you have, you still have those weaknesses. So you can never be perfect, but you can maximize, you see what I'm saying, your strengths, or maximize or shorten, you know what I'm saying, how many weaknesses you have.
And flip them, though. Because what they think are weaknesses, you can always, like,
but that's the whole thing. It ain't what
automatically gives you an upper hand.
But that's what I'm saying.
Make it better.
Those who are great aren't thinking about what they think. You see what I'm saying? They know themselves. They're awoke. They know themselves that my left hand is my weak hand. So that's what they're going to is my weaknesses. I'm trying to cut off as many weaknesses as possible. Fuck what they think. They can think that my weaknesses is, or my this is a weakness, and what I know is really, you know what I'm saying, a positive, it's a strength. They can think whatever the fuck they want, but I know the truth. Everyone knows the truth about themselves if they know themselves. You see what I'm saying? And that's why you can never reach perfection. You're always going to be weak at something. All you can do is go, you can strengthen your weaknesses so they're not that much more of a weakness. You see, like LeBron, you know what I mean? Like when he first came in the league, yeah, he was a great passer, la-di-da-la-di. But the nigga that went on a jump shot, he wasn't that great with a jump shot. You see what I'm saying? So he started working on his weaknesses. Now, you got to guard him on that three-point line. He still can't hit a free throw when it matter, but he'll hit that three. You see what I'm saying? You get better, put a hand up. He's gotten better. You see what I'm saying? He still ain't perfect. Even Jordan wasn't perfect. You know what I'm saying? But what you can do is work on your weaknesses and try to check off as many as possible. You'll never get to perfection, but you can get to as close to maximum efficiency as you can. You see what I'm saying? And those who become great realize, I'm not playing against anyone else. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. Like Kobe, nigga, I don't care that y'all talking about me because I'd have missed more shots in the league than anybody else in history. Look what I've achieved. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I wasn't playing y'all. I was playing me. And I made me be the most maximum efficient player that I could be. And that's all we got to do. You just got to make it personal. You know what I'm saying? Fuck what everybody else think. What is my weaknesses? And work on them one by one by one. We'll never get to perfection. We're human. You know what I'm saying? To err is to be human.
We ain't working on weaknesses.
working on weaknesses, man. Check them off one by one. And even if you never fully get to check it off, it's just like, you know, how they got the stats in Madden or 2K or whatever, and your jump shot might be 50. Well, you might never get your jump shot to 100, my nigga, but you can make it better than 50. You see what I'm saying? Putting in that time, energy, effort, and focus.
Overall better player ranking.
There you go. And that'll make your overall, like I said, your overall living will become better. Why? Because you're working on your weaknesses. They might not have turned into strengths yet, but I'm still working on my weaknesses. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to minimize my weaknesses and maximize my strengths.
Well, it's official. It's been the K. Lowry Hour special.
Hey, that was almost an hour exactly, too. We have 55 minutes and 30-some seconds. So that's a
big
thing, man.
Now, I'm not going to spoil these folks with all of them being an hour now. Cause
why are you going to call it the K. Lowry Hour and not give a nigga an hour? I feel shortchanged already. I'm going to have to start looking at the description and see how long it is.
Either way, I appreciate it, man. Good looking out on that.
No doubt, man. To all my people out there, man, you know, fuck the haters. If you got haters, you're doing something right, or you might be doing something wrong. Just focus on you. Quit worrying about everybody else and focus on you and those that matter and are important to you. Hold them tight. Never put off tomorrow what you can do today. Never say anything. If you got something to say, get it off your chest and say it. That's the only way you're going to grow. Communication rules the nation. None, one love, one done. Shabbat shalom. It's QD signing off. All right, my man, Kevin Lowe. Appreciate you, man.
All right.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.